Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Toyota Brookhaven services all makes and models. That could be why we were voted best service department the past 2 years. Come see why. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotabrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota Brookhaven, we deliver.
Be in front of.
It's considerable.
Texas A&M has won the last two meetings between the two, and since joining the SEC, have won 11 of the last 12 over Arkansas. The other 2:30 kick sees 21st-ranked Oklahoma on the road at Auburn. Only the third meeting between these two programs, and the other two were in the Sugar Bowl. As a result, this is the first meeting on campus. Oklahoma won the last meeting in January of 2017. At 3:15, Mississippi State on the road at top-ranked Texas. First meeting between these two since New Year's Day 1999, when Texas won the 38-11 in the Cotton Bowl that day. The headline of the slate kicks at 6:30 when second-ranked Georgia and fourth-ranked Alabama clash in Tuscaloosa. Georgia head coach Kirby Smart talks about the challenge that Alabama quarterback Jalen Milroe presents.
It's considerable jump as a just natural pocket passer. You see him make more throws now that are like rhythm throws, on-time throws, RPO throws. You know, you can tell he's become more comfortable with those things. Still, some of his best and most exciting plays are when things break down or when he runs the ball by design. Either one is very dangerous, but he you can see him as a deep ball passer, the vertical passing game, the shots, the rhythm throws, the outs, the timing throws, the RPO throws. He's improved immensely at that part of his game, but he's always been good at the athletic part of the game.
Alabama won the last meeting between the two in the 2023 SEC championship game. The Crimson Tide have also won 8 of the last 9 meetings against Georgia overall. Georgia's only win, though, in that span, a big one, the 2022 college football playoff national championship. Georgia's last win in Tuscaloosa was in 2007. Finally, at 6:45 in Baton Rouge, 14th-ranked LSU is an out-of-conference matchup with a high-scoring South Alabama team. Transitioning briefly to the rest of the top 25, one top 25 team, in fact, a top 10 team played last night. Thriller down in Miami saw the 7th-ranked Hurricanes defeat Virginia Tech 38-34. Three games kicking alongside ours. From Ann Arbor, 12th-ranked Michigan takes on Minnesota. 20th-ranked Oklahoma State is on the road at 23rd-ranked Kansas State. And 22nd-ranked BYU is on the road at Baylor. That is your look around the SEC and briefly around the top 25 presented by Regions. Ole Miss gets ready to meet Kentucky. I'll now send it back to Gary Darby and Brett Norsworthy in the Grove. And guys, if at all, does the SEC picture clear up even slightly today, do you think?
I don't think so. I think why is before, if Georgia and Alabama lost this game, they had some issues. They had some things to work with.
We went to the back of the line.
That's right. And today, there's still 12 teams that are going to make a playoff and still a good shot. They still have to win out, either team. There will be some things, I think, that we will learn, but from the top half, I don't really know that you're going to figure out.
Yeah, I think it's still a lovable mess at the top, and we're just getting into SEC play. But a fun schedule today. Tonight in Austin, Quinn Ewers officially out. Arch Manning will make his first SEC start. His granddad made his first SEC start against the Kentucky Wildcats.
So, you know, I think, though, Dan, some of the things that you will learn – You've got an Oklahoma and an Auburn who are both trying to figure out who their quarterback is this deep into the season.
Late September. That's, Rod Stewart saying about this.
That's a bit of an identity check, too, for those two.
That's true.
It's time to find a quarterback, isn't it?
So, you know, that you will figure out about a couple of, one loss already SEC teams and two teams that need wins. Right now, we know that Oklahoma is still in a top 25 situation, but that you'll find out. Maybe, Dan, you're right, because Texas A&M and Arkansas, you know, one of those teams will figure it out. So maybe you get a little separation. Let's say Oklahoma does go to Auburn and wins, or Texas A&M wins that game. Then, they will start to separate things out, and maybe we'll have one tier, second tier after.
Yeah, that OU-Auburn game, Dan mentioned it, first time ever to play in the regular season in the 72 Sugar Bowl. That was after the 71 season. That was after Pat Sullivan, the late, great Pat Sullivan, a very nice man. That was after he won the Heisman Trophy that year.
So Ole Miss and Kentucky will open the day. South Alabama and LSU will close it. There will be a lot of points scored in Baton Rouge tonight. I think South Alabama scores some points and at least makes it interesting on LSU.
Well, a lot of people have moved the ball on LSU. The injuries they've taken on defense and now with Harold Perkins, that's a big one.
So we still have some things to do. We'll talk today in Ole Miss history. John Darnell's patiently waiting for us to come to him and discuss Ole Miss football against Kentucky. And we'll give you some other things on this Ole Miss team as well. By the way, Gentile is the apparel provider of the Ole Miss Network. Check out the new collection of Ole Miss apparel available at gentileapparel.com. Landry's on the square. Next time you're in Oxford, Gentile Apparel, proud partner of Ole Miss Athletics. Brett and I are supporting the long-sleeved
red. And it's feeling good.
It is really feeling good on a day where we are in the 60s with a little clouds right now today. Back with more of Ole Miss football from Learfield after this.
Let's go.
Let's huddle up and make things happen with the only cards for the Grove. The Ole Miss Regions Visa debit card and prepaid Regions Now card. They're a win for your wallet and a big hottie toddy, whether you're purchasing stuff for game day or every day. Want to go all in on confidently showing your Ole Miss pride? Order your card now at regions.com/go rebels. Regions, official bank of the SEC, member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees apply.
The Walk of Champions, built brick by brick, earned season after season. When you pass through its arch, you become a part of Ole Miss history and emerge with the fighting spirit of a rebel. Ford knows that strong traditions start with leadership. Like Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. Drive F-150, official truck of the Rebels, only at your Mississippi Ford dealer. Based on 1977 to 2023 total sales.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss.
Yeah, we got it! Yeah, we got it!
For two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
This is Ole Miss football from Learfield. Looking for a way to make your truck stand out from the crowd? Step up to the AMP Research Step Lighted Power Steps. With their sleek design and reliable performance, these power steps are the perfect accessory for any truck owner.
Not only do they make getting in and out of your truck a breeze, but their integrated lighting system adds a touch of style and functionality. AMP Research Step Lighted Power Steps, available at Rick's Pro Truck in Madison, Flowood, and their commercial location in Pearl. Upgrade your ride today.
Ole Miss fans never settle. Neither should your home. If you've been living with doors that don't open or close, cracks and unlevel floors at home, it's time to start living better. Foundation problems only get worse with time. Only Olshan gives you more than 90 years of experience, patented and proven repairs, and a warranty you can count on. Stop settling and start living better. Visit OlshanFoundation.com and get your free evaluation today. Or call us at 877-465-7426.
Council.
High formation ball at the far hash, two receivers wide left, single coverage on both. It's Montgomery and Owens. Both stand up to hear Rush Chow. He appears to be changing the play. Chow takes the snap. Inside give to Courtney. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown! Ole Miss! Marvin Courtney would not be denied. He pulled Kirk Collins into the end zone with him. A 9-yard run, and Marvin Courtney with his 7th touchdown of the season.
Well, I'll tell you what, he had every way in the world he could have given up and stopped out about the 3 or 4 yard line, but he just pulled the defender into the end zone just as you called it.
That was on this date, September 28th. That was 1991 in Jackson. Ole Miss prevailing that night over Arkansas 24-17. This has been a great day in Ole Miss football history. 9-3 all time on this date. That night, Gary Darby in Jackson. Great golf trip weekend. First time I ever saw the great old Waverly that weekend, and our late great friend George Bryan. We were there and then went to Jackson for the game. I know times have changed. The Arkansas-Ole Miss series should be played in Jackson and in Little Rock. It's never happening again on either side, but I think that's where that game was the both those games more fun in those two places for me through the years. Last time play on this date was in 2019. John Rhys Plumlee, one of the great taken one for the team efforts of all time. You want your first college football start at quarterback? do it at Bryant-Denny Stadium against Alabama. He did that in 2019, but it's been a good date. First time to ever play on this date was in 1929. That was a loss to Vanderbilt. Through the years, Tulane, Southern Miss, an opponent on this date, and Kentucky, 1968. I mentioned it, Archie Manning, his first SEC start that night in Jackson.
No Crump Stadium on today.
No Crump Stadium on this date, but Crump Stadium in this series against Kentucky.
Oh.
But none on this date.
Look at him go. Today in Ole Miss history, of course, taking a look at things. And Courtney there with that touchdown, you know, he had four. And we're talking about in a game, and that kind of leads us
Henry Parrish
has done that, and seven touchdowns because that was his seventh.
Still trailing Showboat Boykin, though.
You've got a lot of work.
You got to get to seven to get to Showboat.
You've got a lot of work if you're going to get to Showboat status.
And one of the great nicknames in Ole Miss history, his real name, Arnold Laverne. You just go with Arnold Laverne Boykin, you'd be in good shape. But Showboat was even better.
Even better. University of Mississippi Medical Center is a proud partner of the Ole Miss Rebels by bringing education, research, and healthcare to Mississippians statewide. UMMC is all for your health. John Darnell joins us field level next. We'll take a break. It's Ole Miss football from Learfield.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. Which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com to get started. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
The Grove Collective is here to support, elevate, and protect the well-being of all our student-athletes through a wide range of NIL opportunities and initiatives. The Collective is designed to deliver a best-in-class NIL experience worthy of the student-athletes who give their all for Ole Miss. Visit thegrovecollective.com and learn more about the premium access and experiences the platform provides for our members, corporate partners, and our athletes. To support all Ole Miss athletes and their NIL platforms, please visit thegrovecollective.com and become a member.
You're listening to Ole Miss Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet is Mississippi's largest General Motors business elite dealer. We make it easy to maintain your fleet with over 100 work-ready vehicles available for your job site. Diesel, gas, trucks, vans, and service bodies. And we build to your business specifications. It really is easier with Rogers Dabbs fleet. Call the Rogers Dabbs Business Elite Fleet Team today at 866-671-4226 or visit us online at rogersdabbs.com. Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
Jamie Creel, Shelter Insurance. Come see why we're more than just an agent. Proudly serving the Jackson metro area and the great state of Mississippi. Give us a call at 601-992-6000.
Initiative and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It is powered by Guarantee Bank, and we thank them for being a big part of what we do each and every week here on the Ole Miss Radio Network. Let's go field level. John Darnell, first possession last week, 40-yard pass to Harris, 35-yard pass to Juice, and then it was in the end zone quickly. We're going to, Brett and I, in the next segment, talk about the pressure that the Ole Miss offense puts on the opponent with some of the actual numbers. But you that are your field level, you've been a quarterback on that stage. They made it look so easy in two plays. And what is it about the offense throughout the first four games that makes it so easy to score?
Yeah, pretty impressive. I wasn't really ready for that. They score so fast. I think people weren't in their seats yet. But historically, we've been like that under Coach Kiffin. They just do a great job on the first drive of the game, no matter who we play, it seems like. I don't know if that's something that they – I know they script out plays during the week, but it's just they do a great job of knowing what to expect on that first drive from the defense. and they know how to attack it, and they play fast, so they get into the game pretty fast. One thing about it is we receive every game, because most teams defer if they win the toss, and we always take the ball. So I think in the last 2 or 3 years, I think we've not received the ball maybe one time. So I'd be really surprised today if we don't get the ball first, and hopefully we can attack them fast like we've been doing.
Yeah, John, we get it and go, and he talked about the scripted plays, but he also talked with me about the game plan, and he said it's always a work in progress, even leading up to game day. What did you prefer out of your game plan? Did you want it, say, by Wednesday or Thursday, you know, to work against Scout, or did you like last-second modifications?
I didn't like last-second modifications. I carried that little game plan around with me all week, and by the end of the week, it was so in bad condition, I could barely read it by the time we were going to the stadium on Saturday. But I just wanted to be prepared, and I always felt like I was really prepared, and because we caught a lot of our plays at the line of scrimmage based on what the defense did, and so I had to know, you know, exactly what play worked best against what defense. And, you know, now with the communication in the helmet and you know, they snap it so quick. They don't ever hardly go down to the 15 seconds when they cut it off. So they could actually tell the quarterback what to call up until, you know, 16 seconds to go on the play clock. So, you know, that I think that's an advantage. I would have liked to have that, so they wouldn't have had to study so hard during the week. But I always felt like I was prepared, and I think Jackson Dart's a guy that stays in the film room a lot and studies a lot, and I like having him back there because I know he's ready to go.
You know, John, we've talked about this a little bit from both quarterbacks' perspective today, Dart and Vandegrift, because of how good the defensive lines are, and defensively both of these teams are. You expect both teams to try and do what they can to disrupt the quarterback? You think the line of scrimmage there, as we've talked about with the others, is where this game lies today?
Yeah, I think so. We saw them pregame, and their guys, they look a lot like our guys, their defensive front, and it's really impressive and what they've been able to do this year. And that's definitely the strength of their team. I think Stoops is a defensive guy. They play physical, and it's going to be a huge challenge for us. But the same for us. We got to continue to put pressure on their quarterback like everybody else has, and hopefully slow down their run and put them in those bad situations. And they have had trouble protecting the quarterback, and they've moved him around, moved him out of the pocket a little bit. And today it's going to – you're right. I think the game's going to be won on that defensive line for both teams.
And, John, for you to stay locked in at the quarterback, the most important position in all of team sport, with that big of human beings that are that fast with really ill intent coming after you in the Al Davis mantra of the quarterback must go down and go down hard, how do you stay locked in and your concentration on leading your team?
Well, I always thought that we've got big guys, too, up front. And so I'm going to let them worry about them and let me worry about what I'm supposed to worry about. But, yeah, as a quarterback, you can't ever take your eyes off what your reads are. If you ever start looking at the defensive line and the play's over, you might as well just take off running. And but they are very talented, and hopefully we're going to – you know, we're going to have some adversity today, maybe for the first time all year. And anxious to see how we respond to it. We're going to be put in some bad situations. Their defense is really good. And, you know, I was having a conversation earlier with one of our coaches about this is, I think, the first time all year I've really been concerned about our special teams being a factor in this game. We're going to have our punter play good today. I mean, you know, get us out of a bad situation. And, hopefully we don't have to punt that much. We don't punt that much as a team, but with this defense, I imagine they're going to put us in some bad situations, and I'm anxious to see how we're going to handle that adversity.
John, thank you very much. We'll catch you closer to coin toss time.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you, John.
John Darnell with us, field level there. He brings up a very good point. There's going to be some adversity that hasn't happened for Ole Miss in these first four games.
All three phases. And this year, Frazier Mazzini's had the best seat in the house. Today, he may have to place one down there, you know, around the five-yard line.
Dos Equis, corporate sponsor of the Ole Miss Rebels. Go for a dose. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. We'll talk about the Ole Miss offense, how it is that Ole Miss has. That are the big plays, right? They lead in the explosive play category with 110-yard or more passing plays. And so, quickly, I want to listen to what Coach Stoops from Kentucky has to say about Ole Miss, about the offense, and then we'll give you some more thoughts. Let's listen to Coach Mark Stoops.
You know, the first thing with their tempo, obviously that creates a lot of stress. Then you put the tempo in there with what they do, with how balanced they are. They're committed at running the football, and then the RPOs off of it. And, you know, Jackson Dart, you know, running this offense now and being so comfortable with it, they put a lot of pressure on you in the run game, so you have to play with numbers, and then the RPOs are there. And then, of course, their play action and deceptive plays, they're just well-designed. They just stress you. You know, but the first thing is the urgency to get lined up with and then get dialed in and executing our defense. And, you know, I think, you know, that's a big deal, because you have to do it. They put pressure on you every play. And, you know, we have to have consistency in that. You know, we've had these before where we play in these games and you play a lot of snaps good. But I think that's part of what they do. I mean, they want explosives and they want to put that constant pressure on you. And that's where we got to be just dialed in and locked in at all times, because the moment you're not, they're gonna hit you with a big play.
I thought those were interesting comments from Coach Stoops, talking about it from that perspective, from a defensive guy's perspective, and a great defensive team that Ole Miss will face
and
today.
The Stoops boys know some defense. Yeah. All those brothers, and a fourth brother that coached a lot, is coaching a long time at Youngstown State. He's been around. He knows. And what it does to your personnel, in changing personnel, you never get to sub.
No.
I mean, you're sitting there, you're having to go maybe with some alignments you're not comfortable with, and that's the whole idea on the offensive end from Coach Kiffin and Coach Weiss.
22.2 seconds per play for Ole Miss, and it's all predicated, Brett, on getting a first down, boom, get to the line, not allowing that substitution, not allowing that defensive group to get set.
You see our receivers hustling the ball back to the official, especially Jordan Watkins. I mean, record-setting time getting the ball back and getting lined up.
Final thoughts from us in the Grove coming up after a break. It's Ole Miss football from Learfield.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Try and taste with your ears. Hear those bubbles? Imagine them tingling on your tongue. Fizzy deliciousness. Listen to that cascading liquid. A mouth-watering waterfall. Irresistibly tasty. Zero sugar. Crisp. Refreshing. And ice cold. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Let's hear it! Let's hear it for $10 in bonus points!
Right now, Ole Miss fans can get a $10 points bonus just for joining the ExxonMobil Rewards Plus team and making a purchase.
Touchdown, Ole Miss!
Visit ExxonMobilRewards.com or download the app and use the code OLEMISS2425 to get a $10 reward. Then keep earning rewards automatically every time you fill up or buy snacks in store.
Let's hear it for scoring big!
Terms and conditions apply.
This is Rebels Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet is Mississippi's largest General Motors business elite dealer. We make it easy to maintain your fleet with over 100 work-ready vehicles available for your job site. Diesel, gas, trucks, vans, and service bodies. And we build to your business specifications. It really is easier with Rogers Dabbs fleet. Call the Rogers Dabbs Business Elite Fleet Team today at 866-671-4226 or visit us online at rogersdabbs.com. Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Add a message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Once again, one of the nation's great colleges to work for, according to the Chronicle of Higher Education. It's the 15th year the university has been named a great college to work for, one of the largest and most respected workplace recognition programs in the country. Howdy, toddy. We thank Duke's Mayo as our game sponsor today, Guarantee Bank, who is our pregame show sponsor as well, and everybody that's made our time go, which is up, Mr. Norsworthy. Final thoughts.
That means we have to leave, right?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate because it has been fun and four games down. And John Darnell got to my point, and he made it so well. And he's forgotten more about this great sport than I'll know. This is the first game of the year. All three phases going to have to incorporate the special teams into today. You know, what if we don't get that touchback and Brown gets his hands on the ball? Well, that very talented kickoff coverage team, they've got to pin him in deeply. It'll take all three phases. On offense, it speaks for itself, starting with Jackson Dart. And then on defense, the pressure up front.
You can see, too, for the first time this season, that the walk that we're going to have to make the stadium is going to be a little tougher than it has in the previous games along the way. There is a good group making its way towards Vaught-Hemingway. It ought to be a fun day today. Great job, Brett. We'll talk in the postgame show.
SEC opener.
Joseph, thank you, sir. And thanks to Dan Kortz, who he'll stick around. And he'll have David Kellum, Harry Harrison, John Darnell again. We'll get the kickoff of this football game now in about 30 minutes at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. It's our pregame show. Thanks for listening to Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Syphilis is a real problem in Mississippi. If you're sexually active, you can get it. So use protection and get tested annually. Symptoms include rashes, sores, and flu-like symptoms, and untreated can lead to paralysis, blindness, heart disease, and death. Women who are pregnant risk losing their baby, and syphilis can cause birth defects. Call 800-456-2323 for a free syphilis test. Together, we can knock syphilis out. Get tested, get treated, get well. This message brought to you by the Mississippi State Department of Health.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss.
Yeah, we got it! Yeah, we got it!
The two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
This is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
It's been said that time waits for no one, but that's not completely true. Hi, I'm Cameron Albright. Since 1920, our family has been privileged to serve as Mississippi's foremost diamond merchant. For decades, generations have trusted Albrightons for engagement rings, anniversaries, and those special events in life. Time has certainly changed our world. The internet, smartphones, and social media have revolutionized how we research, communicate, and even shop. At Albrightons, we've grown with you. At Albrightons.com, you can search, shop, and find the latest in fine jewelry. But for those who prefer the personal experience, you can now shop the all-new Albrightons at 4460 Old Canton Road in Northeast Jackson. With new displays and the latest designer jewelry, we're located across from our old home in Highland Village. Still the same Albrightons service you'd expect, but now bigger and better. You've waited for us, now we're ready for you. Come see what's new. Albrightons, 4460 Old Canton Road in Jackson.
At Albrightons, Albrightons Jewelers.
Ole Miss football.
Brady for the goal line. Did he break it? Touchdown! Ole Miss gobbled up, and the Rebels get it.
Wide open!
And the Rebels are in this.
One snap at a time.
Intercepted by the Rebels.
Keep the throttle on. We won.
We didn't come here to be good. We came here to be great.
This is Countdown to Kickoff on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield in partnership with Supertalk Mississippi Media. Countdown to Kickoff is brought to you by Coca-Cola. Tackle game day with a great taste of Coke Zero Sugar. Is it the best Coke ever? Try and decide. By Ford, Mississippi Ford dealers and the Ford F-150, official truck of the Ole Miss Rebels. And by Regions. Order now for the Ole Miss Regions Visa debit card and prepaid Regions Now card at Regions.com/GoRebels. Now, here's the voice of the Rebels, David Kellum.
And welcome back to Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Ole Miss and Kentucky about to get after it here. We look forward to bringing you the game as the Cats are on the field right now and they're all white. And the Rebels wearing their white pants with the powder blue jerseys and helmets. David Kellum here with Harry Harrison and also John Darnell and our crew. Countdown to kickoff is presented by Guaranty Bank. Proud to support Ole Miss. Whether you're on campus or in the stands, Guaranty Bank has your financial game plan covered. Visit Guaranty Bank today. And hotty toddy. Well, we're looking forward, as we mentioned, to this one. The Rebels are number 5 in the coaches' poll, fell to 6 in the AP poll. Lane Kiffin is looking for win number 100 in his college career, 13 seasons as a head coach in college, and looking for win number 39 as the Rebel head coach with only 15 losses in his fifth season at Ole Miss. He's a perfect 3-0 against Kentucky. The Wildcats coach Mark Stoops, 65-67 in his career, 12th season, and he is 0-3 against Ole Miss. The Rebels come in 4-0, yet to play an SEC game. Kentucky's already played two. They're 0-2 in league games, 2-2 overall. 46th meeting, 97th homecoming. We're looking forward to that as well. And Ole Miss 2-2 all time against Kentucky on homecomings, and won in 1947 and 2022, a 22-19 game that year. Ole Miss leads the country in 10 different categories offensively and defensively. Scored a school record 220 points through the first four games and just ripped through the non-conference schedule. And to be honest with you, competition was not comparable to what we have on this team. Things are going to change now, because now we go SEC the rest of the year. Ole Miss leads this series with Kentucky overall 30-14-1. And Kentucky's playing their first road game of the season. Everything's been at home. They really got rolled over by South Carolina, but then played Georgia very, very well. Their defensive fronts, we've already talked about in the pregame show, is really, really good. We'll see how the two match up today. They lost to South Carolina 31-6, and then came back and took then number one Georgia to a 13-12 game and lost by a single point. 170 yards rushing against Georgia at home, the most ever for Kentucky against the number one ranked team, and the most against Georgia since 2016. So it was an impressive day offensively for them as far as the running game goes. Well, the fans are gathering. We're already starting to see it come together. The third consecutive Stripe the Vault. This year they're going with red and powder blue. It looks like everybody read the memo. They're getting ready for this one. It's going to be a gigantic crowd here with the Stripe the Vault. We're 2-0 in that Stripe the Vault game as we beat 7th-ranked Kentucky in 22-19. Arkansas was the follow-up year, won 27-20. So they were tight Stripe the Vault games. Beautiful evening, though, or I should say morning. We've got overcast skies, little drippy rain earlier, but right now it looks like we're good to go and should be just perfect weather for fans and players as well. In our countdown to kickoff, we'll look at the starting lineups. We'll also get an injury update on the field. We'll have Harry's thoughts about who, what it's going to take to win this one, all coming up on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Listen up. Next quarter, we need points on the board and better defense. Johnson, you with me?
Yes, coach.
What's the difference between your business and your football team?
So, next quarter, we need sales on the board and stronger network security. Johnson, you with me?
Yes, coach. Boss.
Your business doesn't stop after fourth quarter. With C Spire, you've got the technology to win today and stay ahead of what's next. From cloud solutions to cybersecurity. C Spire, inspired by you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouth-watering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Ole Miss Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
In the heart of Madison, a beacon of care shines bright for all. TrustCare proudly introduces its newest multi-care center, where you and your loved ones can access quality health care at your speed. Urgent care for life's unexpected twists, primary care for your ongoing journey, and pediatric care for your little ones. Open extended weekday hours and weekends too. Care for all in one. TrustCare Madison is now open. Visit trustcarehealth.com/Madison to learn more.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that.
which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
Jamie Creel, Shelter Insurance. Come see why we're more than just an agent, proudly serving the Jackson metro area and the great state of Mississippi. Give us a call at 601-992-6000.
Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Vaught Hemingway Stadium to our countdown to kickoff brought to you by Guaranty Bank, rooted in community, driven by you. The Ole Miss Rebels and the Kentucky Wildcats about to meet. Time for us to take a look at the starting lineups. We'll do the Kentucky defense first of all. Their defensive coordinator is Brad White. They have nine starters back from last year on their defense. Sixth in the nation in total defense and allowed only 50 points. Fewest in the first four games of the season since 2008, and most of that was against South Carolina. 10 players on the 2022 deep that played against Ole Miss in that season are back. And at defensive end, number 90, Travion Ripka, two quarterback hurries, is second on the team. He's a senior from Dixon, Tennessee. At nose guard, number 9, Keyshawn Silver, the junior from Rocky Mount, North Carolina, transferred from North Carolina. Talked about him in the pregame show. Defensive tackle is zero. Deion Walker, he's a giant of a guy. Preseason All-American, 6'6", 345, junior from Detroit, Michigan. And at defensive end will be number 13, J.J. Weaver. Weaver's a senior from Louisville, Kentucky. Career 18.5 quarterback sacks, 34 career TFLs. He needs three more to crack into the top 10, actually the top three at Kentucky. He's got two sacks and three hurries to lead Kentucky this year. He's got team high, second on the team with four quarterback hurries, the junior from Cordell, Georgia. Transfer from Arkansas. And at linebacker, we did see T.J. Dottery dressed. He was questionable. He missed the Georgia Southern game with an injury, but the sophomore from Montgomery, Alabama, could possibly start, transfer at Clemson. We did see Kyrie Coleman in the mix as well on the field, the senior from New Orleans, Louisiana, transfer from TCU at 31 career TFLs. He's second on the team this year with 20 tackles is Coleman, so we anticipate he'll start. Cornerback, number 3, Isaiah Hamilton, senior from Houston, Texas. Texas Southern transfer from the University of Houston has been banged up. We'll see what the story is with him. Brandon Turnage could start there, the senior from Oxford and Lafayette High School, who's got an interception. Number 9, Trey Amos will be the other cornerback, senior from New Iberia, Louisiana, the transfer from Louisiana/Alabama. Second on the team with 16 solo stops on the year. You have at the star position, Lewis Moore is going to be out for this game, we've been told, and also Akilo Stone will miss. So Jaden Kennedy will be playing that position, the junior from Jacksonville, Florida, transfer from Tulane. Your two safeties are John Saunders for Ole Miss, number 5, the senior from High Point, North Carolina, transfer from Miami of Ohio, has one interception on the year. And also Trey Washington, the senior from Trustville, Alabama, who has three pass breakups to lead the team. He also has career 4 interceptions. He'll be the other safety. So that's a look at the two defenses. We grab the offenses for you quickly for Kentucky. Their coordinator is Bush Hamden. They've outscored opponents 53-13 in the first half this year, but even 37-37 in the second half. So that's been interesting. They've given up 10 quarterback sacks in the first four games as well offensively. Number 75, Eli Cox will be the senior. He's a 6-year player from Nicholasville, Kentucky. His 40th start today. 52, Jalen Farmer will be the right guard, sophomore from Covington, Georgia, transfer from Florida. Right tackle, 54, Gerald Mincy, senior from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He's been at Tennessee, Florida, now at Kentucky. It's the world we live in, guys. And at left guard, number 6, will be Jagger Burton. He's a junior from Lexington, Kentucky. He was hurt against Georgia, 27th game start streak going into that game. He is back and will play this week. 69, Marcus Cox. 54th career game will be the left tackle. He's a 7th-year player from Peoria, Illinois, transfer from Northern Illinois. Tight end is 84. That'll be Josh Kattis, junior from Cincinnati, Ohio. His dad, Eric, was a tight end at Michigan and played 7 years in the NFL. Wide receiver, the Z position, number 6, Dane Key, junior from Lexington, Kentucky. He caught a pass in 12 straight games coming into today. 15 catches, 264 yards, leads Kentucky. He's yet to get a touchdown catch. Wide out in the X position, they call it, number 7, Barion Brown. One touchdown rushing for him. He's also caught 12 for 90 yards. Second on the team there, he leads the team with two touchdown catches, a junior from Nashville, Tennessee. And the wide receiver in the slot, they call it the F receiver, senior from Virginia Beach, Virginia, transfer from Virginia Tech, Anthony Brown Stevens. Grammy Award winner and the voice judge in the past, John Legend, is his
uncle.
Go figure that. Running back will be zero. They're still without Chip Traynham. He's been out all season with a broken hand. The transfer from Ohio State is yet to play for Kentucky. So they will go with zero. Demi Sumo Karnbe again, the senior from Willingboro, New Jersey, has played very well. He's a transfer from NC State. 59 carries, 274 yards, three touchdowns are his numbers as he leads the team in those categories as well. The quarterback's number 12, Brock Vandegrift. Vandegrift's a junior from Bogart, Georgia, transfer from the University of Georgia. 46 of 79, 550 yards, three touchdowns, two interceptions are the numbers for Vandegrift. Then the Rebel offense, offensive coordinator is Charlie Weiss, Jr., as the Rebels on the year offensively lead the nation with 110-plus yard plays. 19 of those are for 40-plus yards. Number one offense in the nation since 2020 at 511.2 yards per game over 52 games. Reese McIntyre will be the center, number 56. Right guard's 52. Julius Bulow, right tackle is 57, Micah Pettis. Left guard is Nate Galepo, the senior from Renton, Washington, and the left tackle is 50, Jaden Williams. Tight end will be Caden Prescorn, number 86. Wide receiver, number 9, Trey Harris, has put up all kind of numbers. 26 career touchdowns, 12 at Ole Miss, the senior from Lafayette, Louisiana. And at wideout, number 3, Antoine Juice Wells, the senior from Richmond, Virginia. And at wideout, number 19, Caden Lee, the sophomore from Kennesaw, Georgia. Henry Parrish will be the running back, the senior from Goulds, Florida. And Jackson Dart at quarterback, the senior from Kaysville, Utah, the transfer from USC. The Ole Miss Rebel offense, the best in the land for the last several years as far as yardage goes, if they can put some up against Kentucky. That's the starting lineups for your game. And, of course, Ole Miss and Kentucky just moments away from playing here. Strength Roofing and Siding has served Mississippi for over 40 years, whether it's commercial or residential roofing. We have you covered. No gimmicks, just roof, Strength Roofing and Siding. They sponsor our player spotlight. That's going to be our man today, Jordan Watkins, who we'll see from Louisville, Kentucky. Transfer from Louisville, career 136 catches, 1776 as far as yards go, nine touchdowns. And here's a catch by Jordan last week.
Well, that certainly opened things up for the passing game, wouldn't you say?
I would think so. Ball's on the right hash of the wide side to the left of Dart. He's got Watson in the slot. Snaps, fires, he's got him in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jordan Watkins just ran to the goalpost, was all by himself for the score. And that's Jordan Watkins, our player spotlight. He's the lone Rebel from Kentucky, played for Louisville against Kentucky and made a couple of catches as well. We'll continue with our postgame show, or our pregame show. We'll be a postgame later. Pregame show shortly on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
This is professional ball player Jake Mangum. I know what it's like to live, eat, breathe, and play in Mississippi. And no other insurance company competes on my level like Mississippi Farm Bureau Insurance. I love my home team at Farm Bureau because they get me and they get what I need. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Let's huddle up and make things happen with the only cards for the Grove. The Ole Miss Regions Visa Debit Card and Prepaid Regions Now Card. They're a win for your wallet and a big hottie toddy, whether you're purchasing stuff for game day or every day. Want to go all in on confidently showing your Ole Miss pride? Order your card now at regions.com/GoRebels. Regions, official bank of the SEC. Member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees apply.
This is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
Ole Miss fans never settle. Neither should your home. If you've been living with doors that don't open or close, cracks and unlevel floors at home, it's time to start living better. Foundation problems only get worse with time. Only Olshan gives you more than 90 years of experience, patented and proven repairs, and a warranty you can count on. Stop settling and start living better. Visit OlshanFoundation.com and get your free evaluation today, or call us at 877-465-7426.
This is Jack Hoffman.
For nearly 31 years, Tico's Steakhouse has been a staple of fine dining in Jackson, Mississippi. Dad has long since desired for me to come work alongside him. And now that I'm here, I would like to invite you to come experience our family tradition of our hospitality, sizzling steaks, and healthy poured beverages. Our dining rooms are open and we are taking reservations. Our private rooms are also available along with takeout. Call today or stop in to experience Tico's in the second generation.
Tico's Steakhouse, East County Lime Road in Ridgeland, 601-956-1030.
And the Ad Council.
Injury Update is brought to you by Richard Schwartz and Associates, your Mississippi injury law firm. One call, that's all.
And we do welcome back to Coach Akilah Stone, and Lewis Moore will be out for the Rebels in this game. Everybody else should be ready to go. We'll be back shortly on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Hey y'all, I'm Steve Azar inviting you to escape to Pearl River Resort where the fun is going nonstop. Go off the deep end at the South's most exciting water park, Geyser Falls. After the thrills, test your skills at the Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. There's dining delight and love at first sight. And it's always no work and all play at Silver Star and Golden Moon Casinos. So come on, leave it all behind and head to Pearl River Resort.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Try and taste with your ears. Hear those bubbles? Imagine them tingling on your tongue. Fizzy deliciousness. Listen to that cascading liquid. A mouth-watering waterfall. Irresistibly tasty. Zero sugar. Crisp, refreshing, and ice cold. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
This is Rebels Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
You already know that Madison Cellars is Madison's favorite place to buy wine and spirits since 1988. On Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center, Madison Cellars has a hometown feel with a big city selection. Do you have a question about which wine to serve with a certain dish? Call 601-856-0931 and let their knowledgeable staff help you find the perfect match. Find out more at madisoncellars.net or stop by today. Madison Cellars on Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center.
Looking for a way to make your truck stand out from the crowd? Step up to the AMP Research Step Lighted Power Steps. With their sleek design and reliable performance, these power steps are the perfect accessory for any truck owner.
Not only do they make getting in and out of your truck a breeze, but their integrated lighting system adds a touch of style and function.
And Ole Miss Sports. WFMN, Flora, Jackson, 97.3 FM, Super Talk, Mississippi.
Barrett Harry's thoughts about what it will take to win this one. You know, Harry, one note we probably should pass along is Trey Harris and Antoine Wells. Now, Juice are among fellow active receivers, the lone teammate duo on all levels of college football that at least have 3,000 career receiving yards, 3,092. And Harris, who came to Ole Miss from Louisiana Tech, Wells from South Carolina. Harris has 3,130. That's a lot of yards.
That's a lot of yards, David. Their matchup problems, I don't care who you're lining up against. Kentucky's best cornerback, which I thought would have matched up with Harris all day, is out today. So we're going to see if we don't pick on those backup guys. And, you know, you'd love to be able to run the football against this Kentucky defense. If that don't work, you know we got some stars we can throw to it through the air.
Ole Miss will be going left to right. And the Wildcats will be going right to left. They're in their white, as we mentioned earlier. The Rebels in their powder blue. And deep to receive for Ole Miss is Micah Davis. And Dominique Thomas is up a little bit on the far side as well, the two guys that will return. Aiden LaRose is the kicker. LaRose, I should say. 22 kicks, 14 touchbacks. He's a junior from Cape Town, South Africa, transfer from UT Martin and Charlotte. Everybody's transferred from somewhere.
Amazing.
Harry transferred from Wellsgate.
I missed the NIL part, though.
Yeah. Ready for the kick. Let's play some SEC football. LaRosse approaches the ball. The right footer puts it in the air. It's short and will be able to be returned. Davis is going to grab it at the 2. Comes up the middle of the field to the 15. Hit hard and dropped at the 16, 17-yard line. The ball come out. Kentucky thinks they have it. Willie Rodriguez with the stick for Kentucky. They are discussing this. I didn't see the ball come out. And it's Kentucky's football. Wow, just out of the gate. Not the way you wanted to start this. Check John Darnell, who saw it field level.
Yeah, the ball came out, had a good lick there, and you saw the referee throw the bing back down, so you knew it was going to be called a fumble, and Kentucky gets on it. What a good way to start for Kentucky.
Yeah, you know, John, anytime you can fair catch that ball, you get it at the 25. I've never known why we don't do that, but first kickoff, somebody's excited to run it back.
That's right.
So the Cats will start at the 17. The Rebel defense is trying to get the crowd into it, basically saying, hey, let's get behind us, see if we can get this stopped.
Dottery starting, David, the weak side backer there.
That's good to see. And Turnage will start ahead of Hamilton at corner as well. You're going to see, instead of Vandegrift starting, you got Vandegrift as the starter, but also Wimsett, the other quarterback, the junior from Owensboro, Kentucky, transfer from Rutgers, is in there at QB. And Vandegrift is wide out to the right. They're going to come back and review this now. Well, let's see if the review will go in our favor. Harry, that'd be nice.
Well, that's certainly interesting. You know, they showed it on the big screen. I didn't see the ball come out. But John's, of course, down on field level. He did. But we'll see what the score is here after they ruled it Kentucky's football on what, the 14, 13?
Yeah. 17.
17, excuse me. Yeah, that's great field position.
Wimsett is in there at quarterback to run this snap if it does stay with Kentucky, but Vandegrift's also in. So they pulled Anthony Brown-Stevens as a starter. He'll obviously play a lot later.
Was that Micah Davis that coughed up the ball?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's watch again, see if he's on the ground. That's what we're pulling for. Here's the return on the big screen. He's hit. His back's on the ground. The ball comes out. That belongs to Ole Miss, boys and girls.
There was no fumble.
There we go.
Ole Miss at the 16-yard line.
Well, we couldn't hear it very good, but he basically said that it will be Ole Miss's football. Woo! Living right, Harry.
Yes, sir. It's the way to get started. That would have been a big break for Kentucky. I'm trying to get this down on the right station here, not having any luck.
First and 10 from the 17-yard line for the Rebels. Jackson Dart will be the quarterback. So much for the Kentucky offense being on the field a moment ago. Rebels will have it first. We got a packed house here, so it was not a fumble. Dart in a gun formation brings Harrison motion to the near side. He's got twins to the left. Fakes the handoff. Looks to his left. Flips it out on a little swing route. It's going to be caught and out of bounds around the 25 is Henry Parrish. Parrish, the senior, who, of course, was at Ole Miss, went to Miami, came back to Ole Miss. 57 carries, 427 yards, 7 touchdowns. All leads Ole Miss. He has a 7.5 carry average, but that was a catch and run there. Diego Pounds, by the way, started at left tackle ahead of Jaden Williams, too, the junior from Raleigh, North Carolina. So this was up to the 25-yard line, an 8-yard gain. Will be 2nd and 2. Dumas Johnson on that tackle. Back to throw. Little look in. Quick one. Caught. First down for Ole Miss. And up to the 40. Close to the 40 is Caden Lee. And so Lee will get the first down for Ole Miss. Rebels get first downs. They're brought to you by Cadence Bank. And there's one there. Out to the 39 officially. It was a 14-yard pickup. Back to throw again as Rebels are going fast. Dart in the pocket. Runs out to his right. Looks downfield. Pump fakes. Fires into traffic. It's going to be caught by Parrish at the 48-yard line. What a grab there.
Yeah, it was obviously our quarterback, Jackson Dart, was flushed out of the pocket and just kind of threw it back across his body, but a good catch right on the shoestrings of
9-yard gain. They're now looking at 2nd and 2. Quick pass out to Harris. Breaks the first tackle as he caught at the line of scrimmage. Pushes it down to the 40-yard line of Kentucky. And that will be a 12-yard gain and a first down for Ole Miss as Hardaway makes the tackle. So 1st and 10 at the Kentucky 40 for the Rebels. Ball on the right hash. There's the snap. They to Parrish. Now a quarterback run. No, he's going to stop and fire. He's got Harris wide open to the 23, middle of the field. He goes to 10, stiff arm to 5. He stretches to the end zone. They say no, down at the 1 yard line. It's first and goal for Ole Miss.
Yards after the catch, David. We've been talking about it all season. You see another example right there. Trey Harris, I thought he had the stiff arm on the guy that was trailing him, and he did, but he didn't quite get in the end zone.
And the snap and the handoff, and the flag flies as we got in motion, I believe. Parrish goes into the end zone for the touchdown. Rebels have entered the green zone, but now this one may be coming back. It's presented by Wade Incorporated. Visit them online at wadeinc.com.
Offside defense.
Offsides defense.
Well, so much
TD will stand for the Rebels, and that's a
offside defense was in the neutral zone after snap. That penalty is declined.
But David, so much for the run, getting that run game established, right? We finally ran. The only time we ran the football was for the touchdown from the 1 yard line. We threw it what, 5 or 6 straight times. Great yardage each and every time. But what I was impressed by was the offensive line kept the front of Kentucky off of Jackson Dart.
Point after attempt coming now. Caden Davis to kick it. Charlie Pollock to hold. Carter Short to snap. There is the kick, and it's good. The Ole Miss Rebels go up 7-0 with 12:51 to go here in the first quarter. Rebel touchdowns are presented by Rebel Rags. When you touch down in Oxford, be sure to make Rebel Rags your first stop, owned by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Rebel Rags is your one-stop shop for anything, everything Ole Miss. Visit them in-store or online at rebelrags.com. Anything, everything Ole Miss. Henry Parrish with a touchdown. That's his 8th of the year. As the Rebels go 6 plays and 83 yards, 2 minutes and 5 seconds after they determined that it was not a fumble.
And Jackson Dart only flushed one time, David. The defensive front, which comes in here really heralded as a super group, only got to flush him one time. And the rest of the time, the offensive line of the Rebels really protected him well. He was able to stand in there tall, find an open receiver. Of course, Trey Harris with a big catch and run to get it down to the 1 yard line.
39 yard catch and go. Let's check with JD on the field.
Yeah, I mean, great protection right there. Harry said it. I mean, he was going to his second, third, sometimes fourth option on that first drive. And Kentucky wasn't getting lined up on defense. They were sucking wind on that drive and not getting lined up, and Ole Miss going too fast for them.
Very fast in that particular possession. Here's the kick, and it is going to go out the back of the end zone. Another touchback for Caden Davis. Davis, a senior from Coppell, Texas. 37 kicks coming in, 32 touchbacks. He's added another one, 86.4% this year. Career-wise, he's an 84.3%er touchback kicker. And so Kentucky will start at their 25-yard line.
Just an amazing leg, Caden Davis. Almost hit the wall of the south end zone, David. It was 8 yards out of the back of the end zone. Just an incredible weapon we have here at the Rebels.
Rebel defense we had correctly. And they were on the field momentarily thinking they were going to have to play a moment ago. Didn't happen. So Kentucky's first snap for the 25. Vandegrift in a gun formation. Receivers left and right. There's the snap, wants to throw quickly near side. Got it, completed the 32. And the catch is by Dane Key. Dane Key, the junior from Lexington, Kentucky, got hit on the sidelines. And the spot will be at the 32-yard line. That's a 7-yard gain. Second down and 3. Brandon Turnage on the tackle. They just kind of ran a quick hitch in front of Brandon.
Yes, they did, David. That's been their go-to receiver.
Three receivers tight to the tackle. Fake on a handoff. Quarterback goes straight ahead, and Vandegrift gets the first down. We tackled the running back here, and Vandegrift pulled it and kept it, and he'll get the first down out to the 37, a 5-yard gain.
Yeah, you keep doing that, and somebody's going to get there just in time to cause a fumble, but that was I'm not sure who the defender was. I don't know if it was J.J. or Nolan, but they were there very quickly.
Ivy made the tackle. Princely was in the backfield there, they say. From the 37-yard line, Kentucky with a first and 10. Ole Miss leading 7-0. Clock running 11:54 to go in the first quarter. Two receivers right to bring one in motion. There's the snap and a pistol formation. Fake to the tailback. Vandegrift has time, fires over the middle, way up in the air, trying to make the snag at the 45 is Key. He had his hands on it, but a nice job by Trey Amos, the cornerback. He didn't give up on it, Harry. Got his hands up in there and knocked that ball away.
Yeah, it was good on good, David. Trey Amos, the best defender the Rebels have in that secondary. He was with Dane Key. Ball was high thrown. Rebels brought blitz, so we had man coverage in the secondary, but Trey Amos won that particular battle.
Got a bug on Rick's spotting board over here. What's going on? Second down and 10 with a 37 near hash. Direct snap straight ahead to the 42-yard line goes Wimsett. I say direct snap. He just came in as the quarterback. Wimsett just went straight ahead. Dottery and Piggies combined on the tackle. He got it out to the 43, though, a 6-yard gain. It'll be third down and 4.
Yeah, Wimsett is a big, big quarterback, David, about 235, and they just snapped it to him. And nothing fancy there, just a quarterback draw, and he plowed forward for 6. Now the Rebels are expecting. We're going to throw the ball, bring in some speed with Centurion Perkins.
Perkins, a sophomore from Raleigh, Mississippi, in the game. Vandegrift back in at quarterback in a gun formation. Third down and 4 from the 43 of the Cats. Rebels want to stop. Here's the snap. Here comes pressure. Fires over the middle. It's going to be grabbed. Nice catch in traffic by Dane Key. They like him, and he'll catch it around the 49 of Kentucky and then fall a couple of yards to the 49 of Ole Miss. An 8-yard gain. First down, Cats. Dottery and Saunders combine on the stop for Ole Miss.
Slant route. You're going to call Dane Key's name quite often today, David. They've been throwing to him. He's their leading receiver. You know, also got Barry and Brown with speed on the outside too, but Dane Key's going to be the go-to guy.
Wide out to the right. They'll have a receiver. You got Wimsett at quarterback again. Direct snap to him, and he goes straight ahead and runs. Jared Ivey on the tackle. They spot. Let's see where it says his knee went down. Knee went down at the 47, so only got a couple of yards out of that. Second and 8.
That's a play Wimsett. They like with Wimsett. They like him, David, with just – He just faked that toss pitch and then cut it right back upside. Jared Ivey came from that strong side defensive end to make the tackle. But you'll see that play again, I'm sure.
Kamari Anderson is in as an extra tight end. Pistol formation for the Cats. There's the snap. Fake on a handoff. Vandegrift, time in the pocket. Runs out to his right. Looking downfield. He's going to take off and run. He'll get to the sidelines. Go out of bounds around the 45 of Ole Miss. So only a couple of yards for him on that one. Third down and 6 coming up. Trey Amos in hot pursuit.
Yeah, they ran. The receiver came across the formation in motion, then ran a go route with him. And Turnage picked him up step for step. Nobody to throw to. And then Vandegrift just took off and blazed it up for what? A 1.5, 2-yard gain.
Dane Key was out for a moment as Macklin was in. He comes back into the game for Kentucky. Third down and 6 for the Cats from the Ole Miss 45. Right hash. Fake on the toss pitch. Quarterback keeps it. Runs ahead. And Vandegrift's going to get close to the first down. He got hit at the 40 and spun around. He may be just a hair bit shy. Trey Washington and Jaden Kennedy on the tackle. Let's see if they're going to measure this or look to the sidelines. They're going to call it a fourth down. So it'll be fourth down about a half a yard from Kentucky, just shy of the 39-yard line.
Well, this is Kentucky's offense, David. The quarterbacks are going to be involved in the run game. They're going to hand it off and run the read option. Fourth down here.
Yam Banks is checked in for Ole Miss. Toss pitch right as they go for it on fourth down, and getting it is Carnegie, the running back, as he was able to dive off the right side, Sumo Karnge, and he'll get to the 40 or 38-yard line and picks up a couple for a first down. Tackled by Poupal and J.J. Pegues. Kentucky moves the chains. They still got the football.
Yeah, Kentucky fell behind quickly. You knew they were going down fourth down territory, and that's it. Their bread and butter, just toss pitch.
Xavier Harris is in for the first time. Kentucky's got four receivers to the left. They're going to throw back to the quarterback on the far side. He dropped the ball. What a break for the Rebels. They fired it to Dane Key on the near side. Dane Key had blockers in front of him. He went back to throw it to the opposite side of the field to the quarterback, Vandegrift. And he was wide open but dropped the ball. There's also a flag there.
Illegal substitution. The defense had more than 11 players on the field at the snap. 5-yard penalty. Replay first down.
So we had too many guys out there, and that gives Kentucky 5 extra yards anyway.
Yeah, wide receiver toss, David. They had a guy going deep, and he was open momentarily, but it was designed to throw back to Vandegrift on the Kentucky sideline. Fortunately, it was high, and he was unable to come down with it, but they get the break on the 5-yard penalty. 12 guys on the field.
Jamarius Brown is in for the first time for Ole Miss, the redshirt freshman from Moss Point, Mississippi. First and 5 for Kentucky at the Ole Miss 33-yard line. There's the snap. Vandegrift's going to run right, has a stiff arm, gets inside the 30, the 25, down the 22 off the right side. He's hurting us with his feet. That's an 11-yard gain and a first down. T.J. Dottery on the tackle.
Well, you now see why Kentucky is rushing for more yards in a game than they are passing, because these quarterbacks are definitely involved in the run game. Just a quarterback sweep did a good job. Fake the the run inside and then took it off around the right side and moved the chains to pick up the first.
First and 10 with a 22-yard line for Kentucky. They've got Wimsett back in the game as the quarterback here, and Vandegrift will be wide out. Or did he go off? No, he went off on this play. Vandegrift not on the field after that run. First and 10 with a 22 of the Rebels. Ole Miss leading 7-0, 7:21 to go first quarter. Wimsett's going to keep it and run. He breaks tackles, is hit from behind and dropped around the 10. They're spotting him at the 11, but that's a first down. First and 10 from the 11-yard line for Kentucky. Perkins on the tackle.
Yeah, one of the linebackers missed him right there as he cut back inside. We get a chance to see who that was. Maybe it was a safety 28 Kennedy, but big back, big quarterback, rushes it down inside the 11, right at the 11-yard line to give Kentucky first.
If nothing else, this drive, John, has given Kentucky plenty of momentum and optimism, I would think.
Yeah, not been able to stop them. They've picked up some big third downs.
Vandegrift is wide left as receiver. The quarterback is Wimsett again on first and 10 from the 11. He's going to fake the handoff and keep it and try to follow the back, Sumo Karnge, but there was nothing there. The Rebels stacked out, went up. Walter Nolan breaks through and makes the hit, and it may be no gain. We'll see if they give him anything at all. They put it right back down at the 11, so no gain. Second down and 10.
Yeah, Walter Nolan won that battle, David. He's inside as a defensive tackle in the three technique, and he was able to break through and tackle Wimsett from behind.
The 13th play of the drive is coming up right here.
Yeah, this is Kentucky football. They want to do this burn clock.
Second and 10 from the 11 of Ole Miss. Vandegrift's back in at quarterback. Fakes the handoff, back to throw, looking, has more time than you want him to have. Swings it near side, caught behind the line, and then running for a couple of yards is Barry Brown. He made the first man miss, and then Trey Washington chased him out of bounds. It's going to be a short gain to the 9. 2-yard pickup, third down and 8 for the Wildcats.
Yeah, they had Barry and Brown out in space. Head up with Brandon Turnage. Turnage just absolutely didn't get a hand on him. You saw his quickness and speed right there, but he did turn it into only a 2-yard gain after the Rebels converged.
You like to force at least a field goal effort here for the Rebel defense. Jordan Dingle is in as an extra tight end. They bring four receivers and a diamond set to the left. There's the snap on third down. He lobs it 101 right corner going.
All Britain's jubilers. Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A special thanks to today's game sponsor, Duke's Mayo. Today, Oxford is Duke's country, the official Mayo of Ole Miss Athletics. Rebels lead 7-3. That was a 15-play, 66-yard drive for Kentucky that stalled in the red zone for them. 7 minutes and 38 seconds. They got a 27-yard field goal by Rayner to cut it to 7-3 with 5:13 to go here in quarter number one. Back to receive for Ole Miss. They're going to switch. It'll be Ulysses Bentley instead of Micah Davis, the senior from Houston, Texas. Running back had a fantastic year last year. Has not seen much action at running back this year, but he is going to be back on this return. And LaRosse is ready to kick it away. LaRosse, 22 kicks, 14 touchbacks coming in today, and he didn't get one earlier, so 23 kicks, 14 touchbacks. So you got a chance for return. I'm sure that the return guys all knew that, but I'm kind of like Harry. If it's got plenty of air under it, might want to try to take that fair catch. Let's see what happens here.
Nothing wrong with the 25-yard line to get your offense started.
Especially our offense. Here's the kick. This is a line drive kick. Bentley is going to let that one go. It hits about 8 yards back. I mean, that ball hardly got off the ground.
That was a one iron. That was a Richard Cross one iron right there.
And it'll start at the 25-yard line. Will the Rebels leading 7-3. Well, John, I guess the key is just keep scoring, right?
That's right. That was an impressive drive by Kentucky. And I don't know how many runs they had by the running back. I think they were all by the quarterback. But some good throws and some good catches. We knew they had good wide receivers, so we're going to have to make some plays on the corner.
Ball will be toward the left hash. The wide side of the field is to the right as Dart in gun formation. He brings all the receivers back in tight to the tackles. This is kind of a bunch look. There's a snap. He fakes the handoff. Pressure up the middle by that big guy. Dart's going to run around him and get past him, then dives to the 28-yard line. Boy, they had Deion Walker coming through. Man, he just looks huge even from here. He gets to the 22-yard line the 27-yard line. 2-yard gain will be second down and 8 for Ole Miss. That's a very good 2 yards. That guy was right in his face. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff, and that'll be Parrish. And Parrish is stacked up. Not much there. He'll get just shy of the 30, looks like. You also have star or at right guard is Jaquan Scott, the senior from Mobile, Alabama, transfer from Southern Miss is in there. This will be at the 29, so a two-yard gain. The Rebels are looking at third down and six. Khalil Saunders with a nice tackle there for the Cats, the defensive end. Daquan Wright is in at tight end right now, the junior from Perry, Georgia, split out wide left. There's the snap. Dart wants to throw. He's in trouble. He's going to be sacked. Nobody open, sacked, and the Rebels are going to have to punt this one away. This is going to be a quick three and out. Octavius Oxendine, who is a defensive end senior from Radcliffe, Kentucky, and also Deion Walker, who we talked about earlier, both got there for that hit. Back to the 24, it was a five-yard loss, a sack.
Yeah, Jaquan Scott just got beat inside, David. Radcliffe absolutely just ran a swim route right over the top of him and right on top of Jackson Dart before you had a chance to do anything with that football as we kick it away.
A flag flies on the kick at the line of scrimmage. It's going to be taken at the 29, and it was a fair catch, and he took off running.
The ruling on the field is the receiver signaled for a fair catch. The ball is dead. We're caught.
So Jamori Macklin
got two flags.
Took off running, so you got a flag on that. As he was not supposed to run. I guess he forgot that he gave a fair catch. 5.7 average him as long as 13.
Block in the back, I think.
And then maybe another block in the back. We've got a timeout, too. We'll take one as well. 3:36 to go, first quarter. Ole Miss lead 7-3 on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Oh, no, no, no! Come on, man. 4-4 defense against the long pass. Are you kidding me?
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, sweetheart?
Can I get a phone?
Making a call on technology for your kids is tough. But C-Spire's Connect and Protect is here to help with parental controls that can grow with your family. The devices they want, the defense they need. C-Spire, inspired by you.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Try and taste with your ears. Hear those bubbles? Imagine them tingling on your tongue. Fizzy deliciousness. Listen to that cascading liquid. A mouth-watering waterfall. Irresistibly tasty. Zero sugar. Crisp, refreshing, and ice cold. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
This is Rebels Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Jack Hoffman. For nearly 31 years, Tico Steakhouse has been a staple for fine dining in Jackson, Mississippi. Dad has long since desired for me to come work alongside him. And now that I'm here, I would like to invite you to come experience our family tradition of our hospitality, sizzling steaks, and healthy poured beverages. Our dining rooms are open and we are taking reservations. Our private rooms are also available along with takeout. Call today or stop in to experience Tico's in the second generation.
Tico's Steakhouse, East County Line Road in Ridgeland, 601-956-1030.
You already know Pillium Corporation. Corporation is fully committed to keeping your company safe and current with IT support, security, and forensics. And with Pillium Connect, we now offer cabling. From soup to nuts, Pillium is truly your one-stop source for innovative technology to help you grow and thrive in today's ever-evolving business environment. Learn more about Pillium Connect cabling and our other services at Pillium.com.
Smart people, smart business, smart solutions.
Driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back to Oxford. Ole Miss leading Kentucky 7-3. Cats forced a punt, though, and the Wildcats will start first and 10 at their own 34 here. Rebels can-do comes in red. Fourth downs are sponsored by Mid-South Ag Equipment, your North Mississippi Case IH equipment dealer. Getting the job done starts with choosing the right red tractor. Let Mid-South Ag Equipment help find the right red tractor for your operation with locations in Byhalia, Tunica, Clarksdale, and Sumner. Or visit them online at MidSouthAg.com because can-do comes in red.
Well, David, the Rebels have not had many three and outs to start this season, but they just had a quick one right there, and Kentucky quickly gets the football back.
47-yard punt plus the 5-yard penalty against Ole Miss, and Kentucky will start at their own 34. Ball on the right hash, Vandegrift in at quarterback. Had a nice drive that ended in a field goal. See if the Rebs can hold them a little bit better this time. They have two tight ends in, Dingle and Caddis. They both flip-flop over to the right side, slot to the left. quick pass over here, a little bubble screen. It's going to be caught, and up to the 36-yard line goes Brown as he's tackled there by Pooh Paul. And so that will end up being a, let's see, 2-yard gain, all that is. So second down and 8.
Yeah, quick bubble screen. Pooh Paul just terrific at exposing those plays, David. Got to the receiver quickly and brought him down for only a 2-yard gain.
Second down and 8. It's a long 8. The ball just shy of the 36-yard line. Ball on the left hash here. Vandegrift takes the snap. Here comes pressure in the pocket. He's hit as he lets it fly. Incomplete. Try to get a crossing route to Key. And pretty good contact by Kennedy, but Kennedy able to break that one up. It's second down, or third down, rather.
Yeah, that's good play by Kennedy right there, David, because, you know, bigger receiver, had the inside position, but Kennedy was able to bat it away.
In comes Jamori Macklin again. He played a little bit early. He played for Hamden, the wide receiver coach at Missouri, who's now the defensive coordinator, junior from Kirkwood, Missouri, transfer from Mizzou. One of three on third downs in Kentucky. Big one here, third down and 8 from their own 36. Macklin goes in motion to the far side. There's a snap. Vandegrift hit. He's going to be sacked. Dropped back at the 24-yard line. We had 4 blue jerseys in his grill, led by Jared Ivey. And then Princeland, Umana Meadlin was back there as well. They'll spot it at the 25. Pooh Paul was in the vicinity. That's going to be an 11-yard loss, and Kentucky will have to punt.
Can you say jailbreak, David? I think Jared Ivey is over that ankle sprain he got up in Wake Forest because he was quickly in the backfield and a whole host of Rebels behind him.
Aiden LaRose will be the punter here. LaRose is the junior from Cape Town, South Africa. He is going to punt. And back to receive for Ole Miss is Jordan Watkins this time. So Micah Davis may have gotten shaken up. John needs to check on that one for us after he got hit on that fumble that was not a fumble. There's a flag that flies on the punt here.
Offside, defense number 32 made contact with an offensive player. 5-yard penalty, still fourth down.
That's Chris Graves, the sophomore from Fort Myers, Florida. So the 5-yard penalty bring it up to 30. It's still going to be fourth and very long. Fourth and 14.
Special teams getting a little bit in a hurry there. A little crazy, David, that the outside defender would go take off on the gunner.
2:11 to go in the first quarter. Clock starts to run again. Ole Miss leading 7-3 and ready to kick it again is LaRosse. Snapper is Alex McLaughlin. He's from North Carolina, transfer from Illinois and NC State. Even the snappers transfer, Harry. Here's the kick. Nice, high, booming kick. Jordan Watkins will call a fair catch. He'll do so at around the 22-yard line. Nice job. 48-yard kick, looks like. And we've got a timeout on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
This is Jake Mangum for Mississippi Farm Bureau Insurance. One of the most underrated attributes in baseball is determination. It's one thing to want to do something and another altogether to get it done. That's why I love the team at Farm Bureau. They get the job done every single time. If you aren't already on the team, it's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfdins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged for a smoother finish. It's got that crisp, refreshing taste that makes every moment cheering on your team even better. Plus, the mountains on the bottles and cans turn blue when your beer is Rocky Mountain cold. So you never have to guess if your Coors Light is ready to drink. So crack one open, take a sip, and enjoy the game. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hotty toddy Ole Miss.
Yeah, we got it!
Yeah, two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
This is Ole Miss football from Learfield.
In the heart of Madison, a beacon of care shines bright for all. TrustCare proudly introduces its newest multi-care center, where you and your loved ones can access quality health care at your speed. Urgent care for life's unexpected twists, primary care for your ongoing journey, and pediatric care for your little ones. Open extended weekday hours and weekends too. Care for all in one. TrustCare Madison is now open. Visit TrustCareHealth.com/Madison to learn more.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
And the Ad Council.
Don't get Dos Equis, corporate sponsor of the Ole Miss Rebels. Go for Dos. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. 1:44 to go in the first quarter. Ole Miss leading 7-3. And the 48-yard punt has Ole Miss with the ball at the 22-yard line of the Rebels. Injury updates are brought to you by Richard Schwartz and Associates, your Mississippi injury law firm. One call, that's all. And looks like, John, we're not going to see Micah Davis anymore in this game.
Yeah, I got his bell rung on that first play. It could be a concussion. I don't think he's coming back.
All righty. So that's why we've seen Jordan Watkins out there on the punt return and on the kickoff. Return.
It's turned into
Bentley.
Yeah, turned into field position type game, David. It's Rebels and Cats back-to-back punts.
They officially spot this at the 21, so it was a 49-yard field goal. They moved it back a yard while we were at the commercial break.
I see Bulow back in at right guard.
Yeah, Bulow's okay coming in at right guard. Diego Pounds still playing left tackle, looks like. So it's Pounds, Galepo, McIntyre, Bulow, and Pettis here across the front.
Yeah, that's a group that's been playing together first four games. I like that group.
Gun formation for Jackson Dart. Off his right shoulder is Henry Parrish, the running back. He brings Caden Lee in motion. There's the snap. Quick hitch route caught by Harris, and he's going to get some extra yak yards. Caught at the 25, runs it up to the 31, 32-yard line, as that will be an 11-yard gain and another Cadence Bank first down. For Ole Miss, Jackson and Hardaway combined on the stop. First and 10 from the 32-yard line of the Rebels. Snap to Jackson. He's going to run a quarterback draw here straight ahead. Lowers his head. Helmet comes off. That means you'll have a different quarterback. He got up to the 40-yard line, an 8-yard pickup for the Rebels there. And Dart's going to have to leave. And we'll see coming in Austin Simmons, a sophomore from Miami, Florida. 10 of 21, 137, a touchdown and no interceptions for him. Number 13, Jackson and Story made the tackle. It's a nice run.
It looked like a quarterback all the way, David, the way they were blocking it.
Second down and two for Ole Miss. Handoff to Parrish. Straight ahead, he'll get to the 43 and get the first down. Just right up the gut. Good job by the interior of that offensive line. McIntyre, the center. Parrish getting the first down, and now Dart will return to the game. Another Cadence Bank first down.
The Rebels are cranked back up, David. I think you're going to see using Dart in several quarterback draws today. Big Deion Walker back in there as a defensive tackle.
Lee goes in motion to the far side and settles in the gun formation with the receivers left and right. There's a snap, pressure up the middle. He runs out to his right. Dart lobs it downfield. In fact, he's going to throw it out of bounds intentionally, and there is a flag down, I do believe. You had great pressure from Ribka. The Walker was back there again. Weaver back there. We're going to have trouble holding those guys out. We got a flag. See what that's going to be about.
Holding. Offense number 57. 10-yard penalty. Replay first down.
Micah Pettis with his 23rd career start today with the holding on that one. So we get a 10-yard penalty.
Micah Davis fell down. I don't think he was the guy holding. He got blamed
Micah
for
Pettis.
It. Micah Pettis. He was the one. He got knocked down by the defensive end, so I don't think he was the one holding, but he got blamed for it anyway.
They bring it back to the 33-yard line on the penalty, so it'll be first down and 20 from there. There's the snap, fake on a handoff, darts in the pocket, throws deep. He's got Harris out there, overshot him by about 3 or 4 yards at the 20. Two men covering, but he had him beat there, John, it looked like.
Deep post, and he was behind the defense, but just overthrown a little bit.
It looked like the safety slipped when he recognized that post route, John, but unfortunately fell incomplete.
Lovett and Hardaway were both out there guarding in that play. Second down and 20 for Ole Miss from the Rebel 33. Priest Corns back in the game. It's an H-back left. Second quarter here in Oxford at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Tackle Game Day with great taste of Coke Zero Sugar. David Kellum, Harry Harrison, John Darnell with you here. After one quarter, 117 yards for Ole Miss, 93 through the air, 24 on the ground, 52 yards for Kentucky, 19 through the air, 33 on the ground. Jackson Dart is 6 of 7 for 93 yards. No touchdown, sacked once. Brock Vandegrift is 4 of 7 for 19 yards, no touchdowns, and sacked once as well. Rest of our crew, we got Fish Robinson spotting the defense over here. Rick McKay handling the offense. Chris Maples doing some stats. Houston McDavid handling the engineering locally. Dan Court sitting with his feet propped up eating pizza, handling the engineering in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Dan is too professional to be doing that, but I love to make you think that that's kind of what he does.
So did we know Jaden Williams was not going to dress today? He's in a
No, I don't think we got that. Was that on the report?
I didn't see that.
Have been on the questionable.
But he's not even dressed out, Dave. I see him down there.
Matt Jones is going to be in as the running back the first time, the junior from Jackson Prep. 30 carries, 201 yards, 3 touchdowns for him on the year. Trips to the left with 3 receivers from the 46. The Rebels have a big play here, 3rd and 7. Here comes the blitz. Dart in the pocket, avoids 2 guys. Now he's in trouble, and he'll be sacked back at the 41. Took too long to get that way. Good coverage downfield for the Wildcats. Deion Walker will be credited with the sack. Loomis Johnson also got back there as well. The Rebels will have to punt away. That will be a 5-yard loss.
Yeah, the Wildcats brought everybody in that box, David. They had 6 coming in on the rush, and Rebels had a long couple of routes called, and then the underneath routes were covered, but everybody manned up, and Kentucky did a good job of coverage. Rebels take the loss and going to punt it away.
Frazier Mazin back to punt it away. There's the snap. It's a good one from Carter Short. He has a 38.5 average. It's going to hit at the 15, go out of bounds at the 9. One of the best punts for Frazier this year. 51 yard is his longest. This one he did just want to try to pin him back, and he exactly did that as Macklin couldn't get to it and return. It's a 50-yard punt with no return.
Yeah, that's beautiful directional punting. You punt it towards the sideline where you kind of box in that receiver. Macklin made the mistake of not being able to get over there and fair catch it early, and it got a great roll and rolled out, at the 9?
9-yard line,
yeah.
1st and 10 from the 9.
Let's get us a defensive turnover here, David.
Wildcats backed up with 14-19 to go in the second quarter in the first half. 7-3, Ole Miss leading. Wimsett will be the quarterback here. Isaiah Hamilton's in for the first time as a cornerback for Ole Miss as well. Vandegrift is in the game, wide out to the left. Wimsett takes the snap, runs straight ahead, and he gets a yard to the 10. We had real good penetration on that run there, John. Has got a lot of folks in there led by J.J. Pegues.
Yeah, well, you know what you're going to get when he goes in. It's going to be the zone read. I don't think I've seen him throw a pass yet, but good job by J.J. Pegues right there to stop that run.
Kyrie Coleman is checking in, too, the junior from New Orleans, Louisiana. Yeah. For the first time, we'll see him at linebacker. From the 10-yard line, 2nd down 9 for Kentucky. Twins to the left, twins to the right. Gun formation for Vandegrift, who's back at the quarterback spot. He sends his back in motion, so this is an empty set. Vandegrift on a quarterback draw. Poupall's got him, dropped him at the 14. Poupall, along with Trey Washington, sniffed that one out. As Harry's been saying pretty steadily, they're going to run that quarterback, so it looks like our guys are paying a little bit more attention to him there. That will be a 4-yard gain. It'll be 3rd down and 5.
You know, the running back, I don't think has touched it, but maybe twice in this early part of this game has been all quarterback runs, David.
1 of 4 on 3rd downs is Kentucky, trying to get him off the field here. 3rd down, about 5.5. 2 backs in a backfield as Vandegrift sends one sliding out in motion. That's Macklin, a receiver. Now here's the pass, crossing route, incomplete. And there comes the flag. It'll be interference on Kennedy. Looked like he grabbed him for sure. It was a quick look into Macklin. Macklin was screaming. And this time they will have interference on Ole Miss.
Pass interference, defense number 28. Automatic first down at the spot on the foul.
Well, certainly not. The fans aren't happy with that call, but it looked like he got there a little bit quick, David, and tried to spin him around before the ball got there.
Little short penalty to the 17. It's just a quick look-in pass, which was really shy of the original first down. So you get a first down without making the mark because of the pass interference. It was at the spot of the foul. So 1st and 10 for Kentucky at the 17-yard line. 5 penalties for 28 yards. The down marker says 3rd down, but that's incorrect. There's the snap. Toss pitch left to the running back, up to the 25 to the 30. That's Sume Karnbay, and he will have good pickup. Jemina Meelan and Hamilton chase him down, but he's going to have a first down. I was trying to see on the sidelines where they marked him at the 31. So that was a 14-yard gain.
Yeah, that was straight down the line option. That nobody was out there on the pitch. And, of course, the quarterback made a great read, pitched it out to Carmbay, second carry so far in the game, but a nice run.
Option action there. First down for Kentucky. They've gotten out of the hole now. You got Wimsett back at quarterback, and Vandegrift's wide out to the right. Here's the snap, and it's going to be Wimsett. Wimsett spun around as he gets maybe a yard to the 32, tackled by Walter Nolan and Kyrie Coleman.
But I hate to keep repeating myself, Dave, but this is what Kentucky wants to do. Run, pick up 2 or 3 yards at a time, not put themselves in bad position, but just burn clock.
Well, they've held Ole Miss to 7 points, and we're at the 12:02 mark in the second quarter. Rebels lead 7-3, but Kentucky's it's going the way they want it to go for sure right now.
Time of possession is going to be big for Kentucky.
They actually spotted that 33, so give him 2 yards, 2nd and 8. Handoff running to the right as Wilcox is in the game. He can't get to the edge, and the Rebels blow that up. 3-4 jerseys there. Jamarian Wilcox is a redshirt freshman from Douglasville, Georgia, with his first carry. Kennedy and Hamilton both got there first. They'll spot it at the 35, so he will be credited with a couple of yards. It'll be 3rd down and 6.
Yeah, the wide receiver was holding for sure out here on this side, but Hamilton able to break free from that and make the tackle.
Trying to get him off the field again, see if you can hold him on a 3rd and 6. Ivy is the defensive end on the left side. The short side of the field to the right is where Kentucky has the ball. Rebels have 5 DBs. Vandegrift in the gun, brings a man in motion the near side. 3 receivers on the short side now. There's the snap. He fires. He's got his man on a crossing route, caught at the 40, but tackled instantly is Fred Ferrier. He's a junior from Frankfort, Kentucky, who transferred from UAB, and he is short of the first down at the 40, a 5-yard gain. They've got 4th and 1. They're leaving the offense on the field. Amos and Saunders on that tackle.
Yeah, they bring the receiver across the formation in motion and then put the receivers on the other side of running crossing routes. Just simply outran the Rebel defenders and were hitting for a nice gain. It's 4th and 1.
It's a little bit beyond the 40. So you're looking at 4th and about 0.5 yards. We're going to get big Xavier Harris back in the game for Ole Miss. They're stacked in tight. Are they going to try to pull us off sides, or are they going to actually go for it? There's a snap they're going for. Vandegrift off right guard gets the push and the shove, and they get the first down. 2-yard pickup, first down for the Wildcats.
Yeah, it was big on big, David, and finally it was a stalemate there momentarily, and then the Wildcat offensive line won the battle. They just pushed forward, and Vandegrift right behind them, but about 0.5 yard beyond the mark to gain, and that's they pick up the first down and move the chains, keep this drive alive.
1st and 10 for Kentucky from their own 42 left hash. Pistol formation. Sumo Carnbay is back in the game at running back, standing behind Brock Vandegrift. Slot to the right, 1 receiver to left. There's a handoff in the backfield. The Rebels blow that up. We made the tackle on the handoff. Walter Nolan was there. I think if he'd gone for the ball, he could have gotten it. He wrapped him up around the arms as they were literally handing the ball to him as Vandegrift was handing it to Sumo Carnbay. And that's a big play, a loss back to the 39-yard line, a loss of 3. It'll be 2nd and 13.
And, David, that was a double-team block on big number 2, Walter Nolan. He just split that block and was right there in the backfield.
2nd and 13 for the Wildcats. 9:16 to go in the second quarter. Ole Miss leading 7-3. There's the snap. Vandegrift sprints out to his right, fires toward the sidelines, got his man on a great strike to the 50-yard line. That's Anthony Brown Stevens who hauled that one in. Or was it six? Maybe six. Dane Key. It was Dane Key who hauled it in. Isaiah Hamilton pushed him out of bounds. He'll be shy of the first down, but that got a big chunk of it, a 10-yard gain to the Kentucky 49, their 3rd and 3.
Yeah, just a straight sprint out by the quarterback Vandegrift, but a nice toss out to Key, who beat the corner Hamilton.
Right hash, slot to the right, 1 receiver wide to the left. Gun formation for Vandegrift on 3rd down and 3 for the Kentucky 49. He's going to run himself. Nothing there. Stacked up and dropped at the 50-yard line. Kentucky will have 4th and 2. Perkins and Harris got there about the same time as they penetrated that offensive line to make the tackle. Well, so basically no gain, about 0.5 yard maybe. 4th down and a long 2.
Yeah, good stop there by the Rebel front four, David, and Kentucky's not going to chance this one at about 4th and 2. They're going to punt it away, see if they can't pin Ole Miss back in bad field position.
Wilson Berry, 41 average, as long as 49, a junior from what country?
Australia.
There you go. Only a junior, but 26 years old. He's the oldest guy on the team. Will be punting it away back to receive Jordan Watkins for the injured Micah Davis. Watkins standing at the 8. Snap back and down. Here's the kick. Nice high spinning kick. Fair catch called for by Watkins at the 17, and that's where Ole Miss will take over. A 33-yard punt, no return. 7:52 to go here in the second quarter. Our score is 7-3, Ole Miss. We'll take a break on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Listen up, college football fans. It's Chris Fowler breaking down the Dos Equis playbook. There's only one play, go or dose. That means when we get the chance to go big, we take it. Let's say you invite your buddy to the tailgate because your beer cooler is empty. But can you risk him walking across enemy territory to bring you ice-cold, refreshing Dos Equis? Well, going for dose means trusting your gut to make the tough call. This season, go for dose with Dos Equis. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Copyright 2024 Dos Equis Lager Especial Beer. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
Dad!
Yeah, buddy. Cough medicine on the way.
How do you do it? How do you handle a fever of 102? Working from home on a big presentation.
Hon, did you book the plane tickets?
Yep, on it.
And that upcoming trip to the in-laws. We have no idea. But with C Spire Fiber, you've got up to 40 times faster home internet with a bandwidth to handle your bandwidth. C Spire. Inspired by you.
This is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
It's been said that time waits for no one, but that's not completely true. Hi, I'm Cameron Albright. Since 1920, our family has been privileged to serve as Mississippi's foremost diamond merchant. For decades, generations have trusted Albrightons for engagement rings, anniversaries, and the special events in life. Time has certainly changed our world. The internet, smartphones, and social media have revolutionized how we research.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.